It's a Tuesday morning edition of Catholic Connection, June 12, 2007. I hope you're doing well. Excited to have Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, Catholic author, speaker, and a Catholic mom who's written about the topic extensively. She has her own website and a blog, and we'll give you that detail. But Donna is going to be joining us every now and then to kind of give us a mom installation, a shot in the arm for parents who are trying to raise their kids in the faith. And we want to talk about this morning, I think, probably, Donna, probably one of the biggest topics that you hear about, not only in your speaking arena, but also, I imagine, in email and on your blog, about making sure that you're going to pass on the faith to your kids. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Teresa. Thanks for having me again. It's great to be here. Yes, I do talk about that extensively and hear from many, many moms. Lots of different things about prayer and how to establish prayer in their children's lives. And I really believe it all starts even before your children come into the world, praying with your husband for the gift of your child and praying together to be the kind of parents that God wants you to be. And then while the baby's in your womb, you have 9 months to pray and to prepare yourself for that great responsibility of parenting your child. And it's a wonderful time of expectation, and we could use that to pray. And I think a lot of moms might not realize that while they're going through their pregnancies and feeling a little sick or something like that, that it's a wonderful occasion for prayer. That's actually why I wrote a book about it, Prayerfully Expecting. And when your babies are small, I think saying, you know, praying little aspirations to the Lord or to the Blessed Mother while you're holding them and feeding them and walking them and rocking them, praying the rosary. And as they get older, you know, praying in their presence, you know, just little things. It doesn't have to be only when you're in duress asking for help from God, but, you know, thank you, Lord, for this new day. Help us to serve you well. Help us to come closer to you. Just little aspirations you can voice in front of your children and teaching them to do the same. And, you know, then you can establish some prayer times, mm-hmm. and I think that's a very important way of passing the faith down to your children is, to have a morning prayer that you can teach your children to say in their own words, to offer their day, right, first thing in the morning, because then that establishes the tone for the day. Is it going to be a prayerful day, or is it going to be a day that you forget all about God and just do your own thing? So, you know, we teach them, start in the morning when you get up, you know, say a little prayer, and then later in the day, you know, keep offering your heart, maybe at lunchtime, you know, offering with grace, saying a little prayer. And then at dinner again, sneak a prayer in there at the dinner table. Hail Mary together as a family. And at nighttime, of course, your night prayers with your child. So all of these little tiny little times of getting the prayer in are establishing a routine with your kids. And then you're hoping to get them to really see prayer as a conversation with God. So as they go through their days, they can just talk to God and teach them that it's not, it doesn't have to be formal. It can be a wonderful conversation. And so I think those things help to establish prayer, which is so important in teaching them their faith, and then to realize that we are the most important teachers, not mm-hmm. to rely on others outside the doors of the home, like the religious educators or someone else to teach our children, because they're deserving of our care and our teaching.
If you're just joining us this morning on Catholic Connection, 20 minutes past the hour, having a great conversation about passing the faith on to our kids with Catholic author and speaker Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. If you have a question or a comment, 877-573-7825. Again, that phone number, 877-573-7825. And Donna, I would imagine it really is, and the things you're pointing out really boils down to, I think, one thing, and that is consistency. I mean, if your kids see that you take your faith seriously, if prayer is consistent in your life and you are, you know, encouraging them to pray and you show them how important Mass is, how important the faith is to you, that's the message you're sending to them. And I think you could see the difference when you go to Mass and you see a family that it's obvious that they carry out the faith every day, not just for 1 hour on a Sunday, versus the kids who have a hard time paying attention, the parents who are constantly trying to keep them in control in Mass. You could tell that there's a difference there, you know?
Right. And it is the example. I wholeheartedly agree with that. And a lot of times I feel the example, it speaks much louder than your words could ever speak to your children. And it's that example of turning to prayer and you know, voicing your prayers out loud and teach, you know, just having it be a normal part of your life rather than, like you said, just one time a week. But I do know, too, that, you know, you say sometimes the kids will act up at church, and no fault of the parents, because you know, there are different issues and different behaviors with children that are challenging. And so, you know, I like to encourage the parents to continue to bring their children to church. I know so many mothers I've talked to are at their wit's end with, you know, their children running around or not having total control over them at Mass. And, of course, they shouldn't be running around, but, you know, if it's difficult at church, still continue to bring your children and maybe sit in a different spot or you know, take them out if you have to. But just the graces are there for the family, and don't give up on it just, you know, because it is a little bit challenging at that moment. And there are strategies I'm hearing from different moms, and we can talk about that at a later time, like how do we keep our, you know, kids coming to church sure. and behaving better.
Let me go to the phones, though, because we're getting some calls. We only have about 9 minutes left. Let's go to Patty, who's calling from Iowa. If you have a question for Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, our topic this morning in our Mom's Corner segment is passing the faith on to your kids, 877-573-7825. Patty, good morning. What's your question for Donna?
Good morning. Thank you. I am in a marriage with a person of another denomination, and however, he's agreed that we have our kids baptized and they have had their first communion, mm-hmm. but on the Sundays he has to work, doesn't have to work, we go to his church. And I'm finding it harder and harder to do that, so I know it was an agreement.
Mm-hmm. Your agreement is that you will go to his church sometimes and go to your church sometimes? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we try to flip-flop every other Sunday.
I see. And what is your question? You're having trouble with the arrangement now that your children are getting older?
Yeah, and how do I instill my faith in them?
Yeah, that is a difficult, that is definitely very challenging when you're talking about bringing the children to different places. And I know parents have done it successfully. I think probably speaking with your parish priest and maybe others who, you know, might be able to help you in that way. But I think consistency with your faith is so, so important. And maybe on the times that you do go to with him, it's important also to go to your Catholic church because it is an obligation to go every week and not to skip and go.
And that's why it's getting harder for me, because I know of that commitment. But I know also I made a commitment to him that, you know, if I was able to get, you know, their sacraments in, I had to.
Right. I think maybe a real heart-to-heart, you know, with your husband, how you feel about this and how it is troubling you now because your conscience is bothering you, that you feel you're not fulfilling what your promise is to God, and that, you know, you want his understanding on it. And a real heart-to-heart with him, and maybe even with another person of his person from his church or someone from yours, and you can talk about it together. But I think the two of you, your husband and yourself, talking about this is really going to help a lot. It's going to take the weight off of you. And I think prayer, you know, go to prayer with it and ask our Lord how you can approach your husband on this if you think he's going to object to it. It's a very important issue. You're talking about your children and keeping your husband happy as well. But I'll say a prayer for you, too, and I hope and pray that you can have that opportunity to discuss it and to come to a good resolution.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Patty. Also, Donna, give us your website and your email address and your blog also. If maybe Patty wants to email you online,
you can
chat a little bit more detail.
Absolutely, Patty. Please do email me. My website is www.donna, D-O-N-N-A, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, O'Boyle, O-B-O-Y-L-E.com. And through the website, I have two blogs. Rather than give you the addresses, you can go to the website. You'll find my daily Donna Marie, which is a daily dose of inspiration. And I just started Embracing Motherhood, which is another blog dedicated to moms. And so, you know, and you'll have my email address right on the through the website. So rather than, you know, give out another address and take the time, just visit me through the website, www.donnacooper.com. O'Boyle.com, and I'd be happy to continue to speak with you there.
Okay, thanks, Patty. Appreciate the phone call. I know you had some comments from readers and also folks who email you that you wanted to share with us, Donna, regarding this topic of passing the faith on to your kids.
Sure. One of the topics was, you know, children at Mass, and what are our strategies, and how do we, you know, bring our children when they might be acting up. And a few people have commented. For instance, Karen Edmiston says that they sit up close and they talk about what's happening at Mass. And she tries to wean her children from distractions of food, drink, etc. when they're about 3 years old. And then they start taking church-related books to Mass, no other toys. And she says that this helps tremendously because they're starting to understand what is really happening at Mass, and sitting up front helps them get a better view. And another mom, Christina, says that they pick us the same spot every week, and there are two reasons for this. If someone didn't want to be around the small children, they felt that they weren't ambushing their quiet spot, so it was really nice that they had a familiar spot to sit in. And then they became friends with the people around them who actually helped the children by entertaining them a little bit to help keep them relatively quiet. So people develop little strategies for keeping their children behaved. Those were a couple of them. But people are constantly asking, you know, what do they do, especially if a spouse is not supportive or of them going to church, or even if he is supportive, but perhaps he stays home. And we're saying he because we're talking about moms right now. I'm not picking on the guys. But what do you do when you're going to church and you're bringing your little ones and you're having trouble and it's very challenging and you're doing everything and your husband is sitting home not going to church, and then your children say to you one morning, Sunday morning, well, Mom, I don't want to go today. Dad's staying home, so I want to stay home too. Hmm. So what do you do? So does anybody want to tell us what they do?
Yeah, that'd be great. And also, we're going to be talking about this, I'm sure, in future segments with you, Donna. We only have about 2 minutes. I'd like to hear about that. And also, though, too, I think you brought up a really good point early on to remember that the parents are the primary teachers of children in terms of the faith and passing on the faith. And I'm 47, and I think growing up in the, I was born in 59, growing up in the 60s and 70s, I think there is a mentality, and I'm not, attacking parents, because I think there was just a general understanding that the way you catechize your kids is you send them to good Catholic schools. Because at that point, parents really... It was, you know, just following and doing what they're supposed to do as Catholic parents, and most of them thought, well, the way to get the kids, they put the authority, you know, and responsibility on the church because they didn't feel, this is what my mother tells me, she didn't feel knowledgeable enough to pass the faith with me. But she did pass the faith on in the sense of prayer was important to her, Mass was extremely important, intercession to the Blessed Mother, still to this day, is extremely important in my mother's life. So she did, but in her own way, she felt inadequate. So I think there was a lot of us who grew up, maybe it's difficult for us because weren't instructed in different ways to pass on the faith to kids.
Right, and what I like to say to parents who feel inadequate is to, you know, usually you have access to the internet. Most people can do that. Go to the Vatican website and look at the wonderful writings we have. Like, for instance, Familiaris Consortio, Pope John Paul II, our wonderful Pope. You know, he says, by reason of their dignity and mission, Christian parents have the specific responsibility of educating their children in prayer. And it goes on. It's very, very beautiful, but you said we're just about the end of the segment, so I won't go on and on.
No, that's okay. We have a few more minutes. I was wrong on the time, but go ahead. Finish it.
Introducing them to gradual discovery in the mystery of God and to personal dialogue with Him is particularly in the Christian family enriched by the grace and the office of the sacrament of matrimony, that from the earliest years, children should be taught according to the faith received in baptism to have a knowledge of God, to worship Him, and to love their neighbor. The concrete example and living witness of parents is fundamental and irreplaceable in educating their children to pray. Only by praying together with their children can a father and mother, exercising their royal priesthood, penetrate the innermost depths of their children's hearts and leave an impression that the future events in their lives will not be able to efface. Now, those are powerful words. And, you know, by praying with our children, this is setting such a firm foundation that nothing in the future, he's saying, will be able to erase this. And do we have time for a little bit more?
Sure, go ahead. I'll let you know when we're running out of time. Go ahead.
Okay.
We still have a few minutes.
He says, let us again listen to the appeal made by Paul VI to parents. Mothers, do you teach your children the Christian prayers? Do you prepare them in conjunction with the priests for the sacraments that they receive when they are young, confession, communion, and confirmation? Do you encourage them when they are sick? to think of Christ's suffering to invoke the aid of the Blessed Virgin and the saints? Do you say the family rosary together? And you fathers, do you pray with your children, with the whole domestic community, at least sometimes? Your example of honesty in thought and action, joined to some common prayer, is a lesson for life, an act of worship of singular value. In this way, you bring peace to your homes. Remember, it is thus that you build up the church. So these are powerful words, and they're very, very simple. It's just prayer. We pray, we communicate with God, and we do it with our families, and we teach our children, so that it becomes very natural to them, as natural as breathing. And then when we go to church, we can teach them that this is what we do, even if they don't really feel like it. We don't want to force prayer on them, mm-hmm. But we do need to establish what is necessary. And
well, but it all goes back to what you were talking about earlier and how you started the conversation, and it goes back to consistency. Starting when they're very young and just trying to be as consistent as possible in terms of that message.
That's right.
Well, we are out of time now. Donna, sorry to end this conversation because it's great, but we will have you back on for another installment of our Mom's Corner segment. And again, give us your contact information, how to get your books, and also for moms and dads out there if they're interested in talking with you about Catholic parenting, your website and your blog.
Okay, the website is www.donna, Cooper, Cooper, O'Boyle, OBOYLE.com. The blog is www.donna, Donna, Marie, Marie, Cooper, Cooper, O'Boyle, OBOYLE. Sorry, it's so long.
That's okay.
That's my name. I can't help it. blogspot.com. So blogspot.com. So you have to, that would be daily Donna Marie. And through that, you can get to the new blog, Embracing Motherhood.
Well, great information. And your books are available there as well, and information on your speaking. And Donna, always good to talk with you. You have a blessed Tuesday. And we look forward to having you on for another Mom's Corner segment.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Author and Catholic speaker Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. And speaking of great Catholic speakers, on hold is a good friend of mine, Jeff Cavins, who's going to tell us all about the Ascension Press National Bible Conference coming up in Chi-Town, Chicago, in July. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.